Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful start for this evening's session. As always, we are extremely grateful. Thank you. Now, off to our little review. You know, we had a real treat last month as both Kuthumi and Yeshua came forward to lead the teachings. They mentioned that we had come together because we each had a physical body on Earth. This is why we can hear and receive energetics from this whole collective. This is also why it's important for us to pay attention to the energetics we feel in our bodies and live our daily lives feeling these emotions as we continue to accelerate our ascension. Kuthumi and Yeshua then moved on to the light body and the DNA activation. In the beginning, light body work in 2014, we received only a partial activation because we had not yet retrieved the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates from the time locks, and these are necessary for the DNA and the light body activation. Likewise, when we first received the light packets in 2016, they weren't activated because they also require the opening of the time locks that you all accomplished in 2016 and 17. The openings of the time locks and retrievals of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional templates allows a further level of activation of the DNA strands and of the light body. These energetics also add to the energetic-like frequency of the 14 chakra system. And of course, next, the descension of the 8th chakra into the sacred heart was a huge event. The 8th chakra now holds universal mind. Within the body can assess a new, higher level of consciousness, creating a usability of the higher mind, and the brain can then process information drawn from that universal mind. This enables the individual oversoul and the Christed oversoul to direct the process to engage the 4th and 5th strands of DNA and affect all levels of light body activation. Now, you'll probably remember the blue star tetrahedron was placed and spun to create a rotation in every chakra in 2016. This created a higher light frequency and more refined vibration in the chakras. It brought unity to the entire 14 chakra system because the lower 7 chakras could be brought up to the same frequency as the upper 7. Since the 8th chakra had begun its descent into the body, there was no further need for the blue star tetrahedron to be that bridge between the upper 7 and the lower 7. Now, just recently, this descension became stabilized with the 8th chakra in the sacred heart, allowing the activation of more templates in the DNA strand. Now, they mentioned that, of course, this was accomplished by placing the retrieved light templates within particular light packets, and then placing the light packets in specific DNA strands and chakras. Now, of course, one of the light packets was placed in that 4th strand of DNA and in our heart chakra. This light packet contained the 5th dimensional light templates and relates to your physicality, providing stability in the way you perceive your life experience. The 4th strand of DNA bridges the physical genetic lineage as well as the spiritual lineage. This assists in the transformation of the body into a 5th dimensional vehicle and light body. Of course, this requires knowing of self as a soul spirit and requires developing communication channels through this higher self into that physicality. Now, you can listen, and you will find that directions are given by your oversoul and your Christed oversoul. Now, with the 4th strand of DNA activation, the memory codes of you as a Christ and soul spirit are awakened because of the presence of the fifth dimensional light packet placed within that fourth strand of DNA. Now, the memory codes are more accessible and can be drawn from the causal body more easily. This light packet sets the fifth dimensional energy of love and unity in this fourth strand of DNA. In this unity, there is no separation between soul, spirit, and you in a physical body. Now, this light packet was also placed in the heart chakra to stimulate the self-love that is unified within the undifferentiated love light of Source. You no longer need full conscious awareness of the past life events or experiences. But you must begin to fully access the memory of the soul experience, which is not limited by time or dimension. This memory is without judgment of any kind and brings the wisdom necessary to direct you in your transformational process. A light packet was also placed in the fifth strand of DNA. This packet contains not only a fifth dimensional template, but also a sixth and seventh dimensional template. These templates allow the body to begin to realize the consciousness that it is a Christed vessel. A new magnetic field is constructed that continually draws to you your likeness as a Christed being. Now, the memory codes and magnetics relate to this thought and are now available both in your consciousness as well as in your physical body. A fifth dimensional light packet was also placed in the eighth chakra, home of the Christed Oversoul, now in the body in the Sacred Heart. The sixth and seventh dimensional light templates can also be placed in this light packet in the eighth chakra. This provides the consciousness to know yourself from an elevated perspective as the soul spirit occupying a physical body, while you are aware that at a collective level, you are pure spirit. The fifth dimensional light packet in the eighth chakra also allows you to retrieve light templates stably and coherently, and the body begins to communicate coherently with light energy. Because you can draw light templates from the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions and place them in the light packets in the fifth strand of the DNA and eighth chakra, the body begins to shed some of the rigidity and density of that thick third dimension. As the body relaxes and drops more density, it creates the communication necessary through the glandular and nervous system to create unity in both systems and allows more communication throughout the entire body. Wow, well, I'm sure I'm not the only one that felt that was certainly a mind-blowing session. And again, I'm sure you all agree, it was certainly terrific and enjoyable, as a matter of fact. So now, moving on, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light.